This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know. Mike, hang on a second. I'm going to drop a bomb in this studio. Miles might be on my side. I don't know if I'm going to throw in Mike or not. We don't need professional spring football.
Sure we do, man. Sure we do.
Needs a strong word, Ted. Enjoy it and love to watch it.
We have a minor league. It's called college football.
They do, and that is what it is. And the players are good enough to get out of there but not quite go to the NFL. Why not have a chance?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. All these guys that keep getting picked up by the NFL teams make a difference.
There's a kicker that's killing it right now in the NFL who only got the shot because he was in spring
football.
All right,
football. The only good player on the Cowboys is Devontae Turpin.
Mm-hmm.
Came out of the spring league.
Mm-hmm.
He just couldn't get tape. So for a lot of these guys, it's about getting the tape out. If not, you don't have to watch it. But if you're a football fan, respect what it is, because a lot of your teams that you do like – are grabbing these guys because you go like, we just never saw his tape or he didn't get the start of the college.
It creates some new interesting rules and concepts that are actually being adopted by the NFL.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that.
The UFL is changing things.
Right, because the NFL doesn't have guts when it comes to big changes, but when they see it in the other leagues and it works, they go like, all right, we'll adopt this. And keep in mind, without spring football, Jacksonville would not have a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they shouldn't now, so that's maybe not my best argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been killing it, bro.
Wouldn't be shocked if St. Louis finds its way into another NFL franchise.
They might. I mean, look, in the end, keep in mind, here's where St. Louis' problem is. So in the spring league, they damn near sell out their stadium,
mm-hmm.
right? Which would be good, but once the NFL got rid of its blackout rules, it doesn't matter as much. So think about it. L.A. does not care about football. They've shown this for decades.
Yeah.
NFL says, yeah, but we want to get this new beautiful stadium, and not just one team. We'll give you two. And people in L.A. still don't care about football, mm-hmm. but with – without having the blackout rule, we can still show it in the second biggest market and make our marketing money. So St.
Correct,
Louis,
there's so many transient people there.
St. Louis, I don't think they get an NFL team. Just because the way the NFL changed the way they... If the NFL was still in the business they were in, say, 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Jacksonville would probably lose their... Put it this way. If Jacksonville still has a franchise, then you kind of understand how things have changed.
I forgot about the broadcasting rules. Wasn't there a thing like with the NHL during the Stanley Cup that they actually... There was this nightmare scenario... where there was some weird blackout rules to where they couldn't broadcast like one of the playoff games. I might be totally wrong on this.
Recently. Did it have something to do with it being in Canada or something?
Yeah.
There was something odd. The NFL blackout rule was just massive.
Yeah.
But the NFL, they have adjusted. Again, I always remind people too, keep in mind, part of the reason the NFL works so well is they give back to those little smaller towns.
Green Bay.
Like Green Bay should not have a pro franchise.
No!
Buffalo. Right. I mean, nothing against these places, but you're just talking population-wise. Like, come on. The NFL would never move a team to Green Bay. That's probably the best way to put that.
No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
Ooh, just real quick, Ted. Somebody came back with a barb. Says, well, technically, we don't need pro football either.
Yeah!
All right.
I do agree with this one. Raisins.
Need is a strong word.
Raisins should be banned from the planet. I agree.
It's no Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran is one place that they work.
What about a yogurt covered raisin? What about chocolate covered raisin?
No.
I mean, there's Raisin Bran in the world of raisins, okay?
You guys don't need raisin bran. Straight up raisins.
When do they matter? So Raisin Bran, I understand
they matter in steak sauce and in Raisin Bran.
Okay, as an ingredient, raisins are fine. You're right. You don't make it. Put it in your steak sauce. Just to eat, like my son on Halloween night. Sitting there with his sister, and they're going through their bags, and basically he's trading his chocolate to her for her fruit candy, because that's how they break down. Then I hear him go, a toothbrush. Me and the wife kind of chuckle. Then I hear us. Like, what was that, man? It's like, who gave me raisins? I'm like, you don't remember who gave you raisins? It's like, no, I don't want those. I'm like, because they're raisins.
I love raisins.
Really? How often do you just eat raisins?
Bro, when we got them in school, when we got them Halloween, you know, night, whatever, I would tackle those boxes.
When's
of
the last time you bought raisins?
It's been a minute since I bought raisins.
So you don't like them that much?
It's okay.
If they disappeared, would it crush you? They could still be using it. Like, get them in Raisin Bran or your steak sauce, but they're not available for just general consumption. Would you
if
be
they
okay?
disappeared quietly and they didn't make a raisins are gone? Right. I probably wouldn't know.
I have a pack of miniature Halloween
the little box.
Yogurt covered raisins.
Well, they're yogurt covered.
All right. Can you name a company other than Sunmade that produces raisins?
Oh, wait. Because they're Sunmade.
Excuse me.
That's the only one. That's the red box with the girl on it with the flower.
No,
the
I thought that was the yellow box.
Crap, not gotta Google it.
Ted, here's one California that I agree raisins. With, and you will kill me for this one. Brunch is not an enjoyable meal. I agree with that one.
Why? You also don't like orange juice because it gives you heartburn.
I like orange juice. It just depends, you know.
I think there's two different arguments to be made. I think brunch is a fantastic meal. I don't always enjoy where I have to be to eat it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If I had
I also feel like you're not so much on the tip of the brunch drink. If we go to brunch, you're probably just getting a beer and a shot. You're not getting a mimosa like the rest
of
us.
But I'm about the food at brunch, because for whatever reason, that's when seafood's cool for breakfast. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, like, eat all the shrimp you want, crabs. Like, I think the meal is fantastic. It's a good time to gorge myself. I'm just usually not in the place I'd want to do
it. Well, the thing is, man, you got to go someplace where you can drink and eat breakfast. That's the difference.
Right.
I'd rather just have the straight breakfast than a beer. And then a shot and start my day that way. And brunch typically falls on a Sunday for me.
Yes.
Sunday is like my day to have a good time. And starting to get drunk at 10 o'clock sitting in a bar, not that that's the worst thing in the world, but I'd rather go to breakfast.
Okay, but it's also.
Hang on. I'm
going
to hear this out. You'd rather go to breakfast than what?
Then do no whatever golf. I want to do during the day. I feel like brunch just kind of wipes the day away in a weird way.
See, I feel like if I start at breakfast drinking beers and shots, that's going to.
I'm the
point,
fired up.
I will say, the point about brunch that I like, and you're right, let's take football season out of it.
Yeah.
Brunch season doesn't start till about March for me. But
brunch season.
A, you got to like the people you're going with.
Yes.
And then B, you got to kind of schedule in that afternoon nap.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It kind of wipes the day away.
Okay, but on your weekend, you even said that you'll have a beer with breakfast. You'll have a beer and a shot.
Yeah, but then
I'll
go walk 18 holes of golf, and okay. I'm walking for 8.5 miles.
So what makes it brunch then?
Brunch takes, because of the time involved. So if I get up at 7 o'clock and go get breakfast, I still have my whole day.
Sure.
Brunch is like 10:30, 11.
Okay, that's
now
fair.
We're getting home at 2:33.
Gotta be late.
I haven't got
morning,
my laundry done.
Afternoon.
I haven't gone to the grocery store. I haven't been able to get my crab done because the entire middle of my day is gone. I didn't go to the gym beforehand. You know?
You tear it up good on a Saturday night. You sleep in on Sunday morning. You get yourself some brunch, and then you go walk your 18 holes of golf.
Okay. All right.
Someone here says, rhubarb has no business being on this planet.
Disagree.
I don't interact with rhubarb enough to have an opinion.
Man, when my mom was kicking, like, everybody makes the strawberry rhubarb. My mom would make just a straight rhubarb pie, and by God, that was the best damn pie I'd ever had in my life.
Does anyone eat rhubarb outside of the pie world?
I don't know. I've never heard.
Yeah, I've never even heard it mentioned.
She made, like, a rhubarb jam, but I don't think anybody just maws on it like celery sticks.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I don't know. Speaking of raisins, someone says, they definitely do not belong in cinnamon rolls. I just want to add to that. Or any kind of mayonnaise-based salad.
Also stuffing coming up for Thanksgiving.
Keep it out of there,
man. Don't put that in.
What are you doing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.